Hi, I'm Casey Anderson, a program manager on the Visual Studio Diagnostics team. Today, I'm excited to show you the improvements we have made to configuring your exception settings in Visual Studio. Let's jump right in and take a look. In this demo today, I have a repository of applications that my team has written. And I have this simple WPF app that lists out all the applications for me. You can see there's a variety of mobile, desktop, and web applications. So let's say I just want to see what mobile applications my team has written. So I set app type to mobile and click load. When I do that, I get this error message, error occurred contacting the server. So this means that an error is occurring, but my WPF application isn't crashing, so my code is handling it. Now, if I want to get to the root of this error, I could go back and comment out all of my try-catch statements. But instead of doing that, I'm going to break when these exceptions are thrown. To do that, I'm going to go to the exception settings window. This is under Debug, Windows, Exception Settings. This menu item was previously in a different location in the debug menu, and it opened a modal dialog that took around 6 seconds to open. But now, in Visual Studio 2015, when I open the exception settings window, I'm immediately taken to this non-modal tool window where I can configure my exceptions. So I'm interested in common language runtime exceptions because this is a C# application. Common language runtime exceptions are .NET exceptions. If I expand this out, you can see familiar exception types in this list. You'll also notice that there are several categories. If I had Python installed, for example, Python exceptions would also appear in this list. These checkboxes are also tri-state, meaning that some items in the list are checked and others are not. We have this feature of a filter on the toolbar where you can show only your enabled exceptions. This is an easy way to get a quick glance of exceptions that you have set to break when thrown. This is just a default list of exceptions. This is not all inclusive. So if you're working with exceptions that are not in this list and you would like to include them in this list to break on them, you can click on Common Language Runtime Exceptions or the category, click the plus button, and type in the name of your exception. For example, x.mycustom. When I hit enter, it gets added to the list. If I wanted to verify that my exception got added to the list, I can come up to the fast search box and type X dot, and there it is, my custom exception. Now, search is useful for other things. If you're not looking for a specific exception, you can use search to look for categories of exceptions. For example, system.io. If I check this now, it turns on all of the system.io exceptions for me. So now I'm going to go back and check the box next to Common Language Runtime Exceptions, my .NET exceptions, and this means I want the debugger to break when these exceptions are thrown. So let's try this again. I'm setting app type to mobile, I'm clicking load, and the debugger breaks right where the exception occurred. Now, it's easy for me to see that this is a web exception caused by a bad request, so I'm going to go look at the input URL and see if there's anything wrong here. When I examine the URL, I can see my mistake. I accidentally forgot to format the string properly. I needed to add a question mark before encoded type. I'm in the data tip now, and I can hit enter to commit this to memory. So then I can set my next statement a little higher in the code and push continue. And now I can verify that that would fix my issue. That's about all the time we have for now, so I'd like to encourage you to download Visual Studio 2015 and let us know what you think about the changes for configuring exception settings. You can always find detailed information about all our new features on our diagnostics blog and communicate with us via Twitter at VS_debugger. Thanks for watching!